There we go. Okay, we're recording. So we're just going to talk about, as I mentioned here before, that is everything leading up. We're not quite 30 days in. We're 3 days away from being 30 days in. You've had a conversation with Jana. We've done some work. We've started into the research part of it. But let's just take inventory. Like, how are you feeling? And what's opened up for you? And what are you seeing, starting to see maybe at this point?
Yeah, so the call with Jana was just, it was just, you know, you need some stuff. You can sometimes point at what it is, but you don't know that the right person is going to show up for you. Uh-huh. And I genuinely feel like with both you and her, like the right people are showing up, to be quite honest, because you're not in a rush to bypass anything. There's no superficiality to your work. And what I mean by that is, I know a lot of people want to be famous and popular. Mm-hmm. And we all have a little bit of that because we think it might make it easier. Mm-hmm. It can and it can't. But I think both of you are so understated that it's definitely a page I'm taking from your books. Mm. Seriously.
Yeah.
So with Jana, we just had an initial dialogue. It was probably just sort of like a coffee date.
Yeah.
And just getting to know each other. But it was so organic. Mm-hmm. And the direct, like, sort of tangible output from that for me, one has been that I've backed out of things that I knew inherently I was not supposed to be a part of. Mm. So I sent the message yesterday to the BNI group. Mm. We have a WhatsApp group, and just said, hey, you know, and I did not burn any bridges.
Yeah.
I forgot about the last 6 months in some way, shape, or form. I was just kind. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was like a picture coming through in my head and whatnot, but I was just watching it. I wasn't judging any of it.
Yeah.
I said, what do you need? And when I was talking to Jana too, some of this came up and I was like, but does Neelam really need this? Like, does Neelam really not believe that the right people will not show up for her? And does she think that being a part of this community is not the only way, but is she leaning on it for ego purposes? Is she leaning on it because she thinks this would be just expansive? And I just decided, you know what? The people who connected me with me will always connect to me, whether I was in there or not.
Right.
And I'd rather have those 10 people than I have, you know, the whole planet.
Mm.
So Wherever they operate, I suppose. And
sure.
And another thing too was that, okay, you can make the decision now because your priorities are very different. I want to focus on our work. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to focus on my health. Mm-hmm. I want to get back to, you know, being in a happy place from my, I was going to say body fat perspective, but that's not
okay.
Right. I was going to say, just sort of, you know, like get back into the groove of like embracing and loving my body again. Mm. I did have a slight emotional reaction yesterday when I sent that message because I felt like I was quitting. And one of the things Jana said was that, yeah, you can be a quitter once in a while. It's okay. You don't have to.
Right.
You know? And then I also mentally imagined myself going back into the room. Like, I put myself into the room on Friday, and then I didn't like the person I became when I was in the room. And I was like, that's not who I am. So I'd rather just, A, not display that kind of energy in the open, mm-hmm. to people who will not understand it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be in a fake environment where I have to switch myself out.
Right.
For like a larger benefit eventually. But that's okay. I can always go back. We don't know where I'll end up in like 6 months, which country. I could join there. Sure. So right now, it's not a good fit. So that's like sort of the tangible part of like being in a very congruent and aligned is not the right word. Maybe congruent place of like, it's okay. Back out. Don't judge yourself.
Yeah.
And the people who will work for you on your next project don't necessarily, they'll come from wherever they need to come. And then she did make me cry a little bit. she just, this idea of being more reliant on yourself and confident about who you are. And confidence is not the word she would use. You know what I mean, right?
Like, just, yeah, we call it self-sourcing.
Okay. I think maybe she didn't use that word, but I understand what that what that sentiment means. Like, so she was saying you have to be more dependent on that. And we looked at some of the dynamics at play when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And what behaviors I took from my parents and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What behaviors I took from my parents and stories again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, we have not even done a session yet, but we just connected like that. And since I just felt that I will get to that part of that embodiment very quickly.
Yeah.
And I've started already playing with those aspects where I'm like, okay, this call doesn't happen today. It's fine. We'll talk to them later on. I'm always going to come back to Bangkok. Why am I pushing? There's no need to push.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? So like kind of release control a little bit, which has been tough for me because I was still playing in the lack space.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Because I was like, this is it. Like, I got to go chase it. Not chase another word. I got to keep pushing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of like masculine energy, as she would say. And one of the things that I'm trying to embody too, and it's an interesting that she and I spoke about it, was we were talking about the Indian goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how I have a very strong Kali and whatnot, but I should bring in like the softer goddesses too, like Durga and Lakshmi.
Mm-hmm.
So she's given me a practice of, you know, loving myself, the inner child for sure. And then, and doing sadhana every morning, which I don't disagree with. I need those 30 minutes to myself.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Gotta do it.
I know.
She's like, and even she said, like, you know, she doesn't say yes to everything. I was like, neither do I, but I also don't know how to stay in that space sometimes because I've not seen the movement. And she's like, the work you're here to do cannot do it if you're in and around people that are not at your vibe. And she's like, it just, for you, it's about the vibe thing. And as soon as you are surrounded by situations where the vibe isn't quite where you want it to be, just assess, and it's okay for you to step out. And she talked a little bit about online dating. Mm-hmm. And I had the same feeling because I didn't do really well with that. And we didn't talk about guys per se, but she was talking about her journey. Yep. And I said, I'm not even in that space. And she said, it's out there. It's all there. Mm-hmm. Trust me. And you're there, but she didn't say about it. She's like, you're there. It's just a little bit of maybe like going back to home.
Yeah.
So it was quite powerful. And yesterday too, when I sent that message, I accepted the emotion that came out of it because I was like, wow, it was almost like you felt like you were the captain of a ship and you just decided to abandon it. Not that someone gave you the title of being a captain, but that's how I operate. So I just felt like,
right.
And then, you know, then you see in hindsight, like today, you know, there are so many people who are messaging, not so many would not be like, like a few people message and like, what happened? Is everything okay? And I'm like, no, the schedules are off the wall. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned in my message, I don't need to tell the truth to anyone. I know the truth and it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Right.
And there was one person who's like, you could have waited like a few months, you know, the chapter will change and this and that. I was like, no, I don't have any issues with the chapter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have 6 months to give. I would rather take the 6 months and put it in the place I'm meant to.
Right.
And yeah, and it's opening me up to, again, like, really just think through. I haven't done too much journaling yet because I've been like, as you saw, with the sessions and all that.
Yeah.
So today and tomorrow are my sort of empty days, tomorrow through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'll be doing my like journaling work. I'll be walking around the city a little bit and just kind of slowing down.
Yeah, good idea.
And then I'll be able to like really compose myself and also map out a few things that I want to do and where I want to be. I like this place, to be honest. If I could, we'll see if an opportunity presents for me to be here on a contract for 3 months with an educational body teaching entrepreneurship or something like that, I'll do it. I'd be happy to, yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to just leave that and put it into the universe that, hey, this is the type of environment I need, where I can get fresh coconut water.
Right.
I can get fruits, I can get access to a gym, and I'm not getting stressed out with noise and pollution.
Right. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Imagine how all that works. Hmm.
Look at how I look. Like, look at my skin.
I know. Yeah. It looks good. Yeah. It looks clear. You look like you're, you know, besides maybe just woke up, but you look like clear. Right.
Yeah.
Glowing.
Yeah. There's just something about this place and just being able to walk.
Mm.
I've been hitting my walk goal every day.
Good.
And I think I hit like 2 days because of the conferences and what. I think I hit like almost 20K one day.
Wow. Or 2 days. Good for you. Nice.
Yeah. So it's like, and I got a 2-hour massage, like a Thai massage, where she went in and she's like, you're too stiff. And I was like, yeah, I'm not working out.
Right. Yeah. I know we have a Thai massage here too.
It's not for me though yet, but I'm still going to do it before I leave on Sunday because I'm like, get in there, open me up just a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, why not? I'm going to do it again because let's just give the body some love.
Hey, listen, you know, that's probably one of my friends asked me, you know, like, what do I do for self-love? And, you know, like there's times when like, you know, for me, it's like as a dude, like I'll take a bath and like salt, you know, do salt.
Epsom salt
bath. Like to me, that's kind of self-love. I'll do the candles. It's kind of like a girly thing. But for me, it's more of like just something I would love if a woman would do that for me, you know, but I'm going to do it for myself.
For now.
Or, you know, I'll go get a Thai massage, you know, that's very nourishing and to the touch. And now they beat the shit out of me still. But at the same time, like it ends.
I'm sorry.
You will be. So it's little things like that I think, you know, or just, you know, going to a coffee shop. Like normally I make my coffee here and I work here. But like on weekends, I go to a little coffee shop and have coffee and, you know, I'll journal there at the table. And sometimes I'll talk to people. So that's a form of like, you know, self-love and just creating a little space. So there's lots of little things you can do and, you know, to give yourself that. And believe me, it's something Jan has really supported me with too.
She was so complimentary to your work. And she said that, you know, the idea of the emotional retreats, emotional healing retreats came from a dropped call. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got back on the call, like, you know, I was like, Tony, what about this? And then Tony just went to town with the idea. And she's like, this is the setup I have. And I've, you know, sorry to segue really quick, but these are the things I'm thinking about as well because I love that group setting.
Mm-hmm.
So this week I went to one of the international schools here, which it's like number 2 or number 3. It's like one of the best.
Nice.
One of the best conference rooms I've spoken. And my friend Martin took the pictures, so I have some professional pictures which will eventually go on the site.
Good. Yeah. Good.
He's a sweetheart. And he's someone I met for the first time when I got to Bangkok, but I'd spoken to him twice.
Nice.
I didn't know what would become of it. And then we went to dinner and he's like, I'm messaging my principal. She's got to do something about this. And the woman got on the phone with me on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Monday I was in there and she's like, can you come back for the other grade? And it's fine. It was such great exposure, seeing different types of people because I'm used to a certain type of like cultural mix. And then, you know, like Asians in this part of the world are very conservative.
Yeah, I've heard, yeah.
But yesterday, the student participation was freaking insane.
Oh, really?
I loved it.
That's cool.
And I've been starting, thanks to, like, what we've been doing this month, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jenna's coming in with her part. I still need to send her a proper thank you note. I really want to feel into it before I write her. Because, and she really does consider us to be on the same plane. And she's like, I want someone, like, and I remember I said to her, sorry, I'm just going everywhere. Please bear with me. Yeah. So there's one thing I appreciated that she said. I was just like, you know, like I'm very cut and dry. I'm very, very on the truth. Like this is what I see and this and that. And I was like, I was just not in the environment where people could receive it. You're not to sound like an asshole. I was like, I was just not with evolved people at that moment. Now I can see it. And she's like, that's exactly it. You will start recognizing that and you will back off from certain things and it's okay. And she's like, forgive yourself because you have to go into these places so that you can reassess your boundaries, reassess what your shadows are. Mm-hmm. And she really gave me the same like reframe that you were giving.
Mm-hmm.
But what I loved about one thing she says, like, I would want someone like you in my life because you wouldn't tell me what I wanted to hear. You would tell it to me from a very spiritual place, but you'd also tell me like, hey, dude, this is not the right thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I genuinely do have people like that in my life. I just, yeah. So it was interesting to hear from her perspective when she said that. She's like, I would want a soul sister like you, yep, because this is your gift, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So one thing she said to me, we didn't get to have a long conversation about you, but she reached out to me. I think it was not like right after your call or something. I can't remember exactly, but she was just like, she's such a big thinker. She's got some big things that she wants to do. And she's like, I love that about her, you know, like, you know, and just, you know, she just saw it. And, you know, listen, I mean, if you end up, and by the way, like I would just ensure, like, I know we're going to do our first part here or our next part and get that out of the way. If you feel called to do like a week with her or whatever retreat, I encourage you to do that.
I'm watching her space. And yeah. So here's where I have to be for just this moment.
Hold that thought. I need to grab something to drink real quick. Stand by. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. Thank you. I usually have one, but I'm parched. Go ahead.
Yes. So, she has a VIP day set up booked out till March or something like that. That's fine. But the retreats would be fun to go to her sanctuary and be there for some time. Mm-hmm. And here's what, I don't know if you heard, I said in my message, it's like, now I'm ready. Let's get the, I'm not saying like we're doing it like right this second, but let me get into that space of abundance again, because I've had so much preciousness happen this week.
Sure, yeah.
I'm ready because I want to be able to be in a situation where someone like her can work with me, mm-hmm, at least for the next foreseeable future, where that emotional healing is important.
Oh, and it's everything. It really is everything.
And that combined with our work, I'm sure will just like do freaking wonders.
Yeah. Well, she asked me, she's like, you know, how would you feel if she, you know, because I told her where we're at money wise and everything. And, you know, and she was like, well, how would you feel if she worked with me next? I said, I think it would be ideal. I'm like, it would make my work easier, which is why I wanted to go into this doing the deeper work anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go as deep with you because I knew she was coming in and I thought she would happen sooner than it did, but it's all happening as it should. But I mean, my thing was, you know, do that deep work, because here's what I think, you doing that deep work with her, inevitably you're going to integrate that work into your own as well. Right.
100%.
So, you know, when we talk about, you know, micro influencers, I mean, there's a part of that that sounds kind of static and a bit more kind of like, that's the word I'm looking for. You know, it is definitely, it's part of what we're talking about, but it's almost like a, you know, there's a softer sense of, or a softer side
to that work
that I think you, as a result of doing some of this with her, you know, you do carry a lot of that Kali energy. You do carry a lot more, you know, some of that masculine, but I think with her, like she carries probably a really beautiful blend. And I know her very well, probably more than I should. Right. She can be very dominant as a female, but she's also can be extremely feminine, in her approach to things. And like, even with me, like we've grown so much where, you know, she won't come in and just barge in like she would have before. Now it's kind of like, you know, she's in her heart, you know, she's very sensitive, but she's also very, you can feel like she's got this beautiful balance of the masculine and the feminine, you know?
Her voice is, I don't know if you've heard of Abraham Hicks.
Of course. Yeah. I like her voice better than Abraham Hicks. I'm just going to tell
you. Yeah. And because I was also having a live conversation with her. So the transmission was pretty potent. Mm-hmm. And there was this one thing I don't know what it was. Like there was like this weird inflection at one point. I was like, wow, this is so beautiful. Yeah. And I thanked her so much. And I was like, when I messaged her, I was like, I'm pretty speechless in that, like, again, getting into that space of where Neelam needs support and like raising my hand and saying like, I need a Tony dad help me out.
Yeah.
What I want to do with her, and like you said, the finance part of it, right? That's where I was going to it. I was like, mm-hmm, I want to just let's jam, get something in so that mm-hmm I'm not stressing out about our work together. Stressing is not the word. That's not even the word.
Yeah,
let's
just let it flow, man. It's going to happen. I mean, just a matter of fact, that's kind of when we're ready, I want to transition to the next side of this. What's that?
I have some thoughts to share with you on that as well.
Okay.
Cool. I've been thinking about what I'd like to do a little more. And I thought when I'm dropping stuff at you, you may be able to help me
Yeah, no, it's all good.
So thank you for starting with Jenna.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I figured it's all in divine guidance, and you know, any work you do with her, I totally support 100%.
Yeah. I mean, you were open. You had a sense like this could even happen, and
of course,
I remember at one point you even said like the two of you together would also be something magical. So, but
we did We did a program together back in 2013. It was my first group coaching program that I did by her suggestion. She was like, "Hey, like, why don't we email my list?" She had a list of like 2,000 people. And she's like, "I know I've got a bunch of coaches on there." She's like, "Why don't we do a spiritual," and we called it the Business Bliss Program. I still have it, the program. It was 12 weeks. We had, you know, I did an email up. We emailed her list. I ended up getting 12 applications from it. I had 6 conversations, and they all came on board at $3,000 apiece, you know, and her and Jan and I split it, you know. And so that was kind of how I got my start in the group coaching arena. And then I just ran with it right from there. So
awesome. She
was a big part of that. Yep. Okay. So yeah, we definitely have magic together in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I can see that actually.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. So yeah, I've definitely got revival within me. I think that's probably the word. Just, I feel revived.
Yeah. Good.
And definitely nourished being here, even though I'm not, again, like, no agenda. I'm going at my pace. Everyone's like, you should see this. See that in Thailand. I was like, it's okay, man. Let me do it my way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Even if I see 2 things, I'll be okay. I just want to walk around. I want to now get into my work mode.
Right. All right. Yeah, let me get in my
zone. I've been working, okay, Tony. Let's be honest. I've been working. I've been like,
yeah, good. I mean, hey, listen, that's everything, you know? You know, I call it, you know, it's divine alignment in a lot of ways, you know, without getting too woo-woo. You know, it's just, it's divine alignment. It's, you know, right now you've surrendered enough that, you know, you've trusted enough, and now, you know, you're being supported. Both not only in your relationship here of business and, you know, in other areas, but also in the area that you've put yourself into, you know, physically. So you're being nourished there. And I think it's a lot of things that you needed in order to break the pattern of what was going on. You know, and it's like, kind of like Joe Dispenza talks about, you know, breaking the habit of being you, and it requires you to do shit that you've never done before. So you can be something that you've never been, you know, or remember who you were. Right. So, you know, I think it's all in alignment right now. And, you know, I think part of that for you, that blind hustler, you know, hustle kind of thought, you know, is something you want to be mindful of, like going, just calm your fucking jets a second, you know, like, cause then it's that agenda. Like anytime you get into that hustle mode, you're not in the present moment. Like, you know, the quote I did this morning with that picture, you know, I was just like, there's no time than right now. You know, and whenever we get out of that, then, you know, it becomes a problem. And I remember I was going through some Rumi quotes, and I noticed whenever we're not in that place, let's just say me, whenever I'm not in that space of being right now, I have a really, you know, I can go into the present, I can go into the future, I can go into the past. Either one of those, what I find is either story that I go into, if I'm not predictably starting to say, here's what I'm calling in, and then being with that in the present moment, this quote says, how should spring bring forth a garden on hard stone? Become earth, that you may grow flowers of many colors, for you have been heartbreaking rock. Once, for the sake of experiment, be earth, right? So it's like, how can I spring forth a garden on hard stone? And hard stone could be, you know, being that your heart's closed, or being that you're in this hustle mode, which is the future, because you're thinking about the future, or it's stone because you're looking at what is the past, and there's story and there's judgment there. And so all of a sudden, inevitably, all it does is you're on a bedrock of stone that you can't possibly grow a garden through, right? Yeah. So become earth, that you may grow flowers of many colors, for you have been heartbreaking rock. Once, for the sake of experiment, be earth. And being earth is what you've done right now. Like, you've allowed space. You're starting to clear away a lot of the judgments, a lot of the stories, and you're just allowing, like, you've got people that are supporting you and holding space right now until you're able to self-source, you know, 100%, and take that responsibility, get that house in order to be able to, you know, to, you know, grow those flowers of many colors, right?
And the work is big, right? So that's the thing I talked to you about, Jana, too, that I love talking to these kids and being around their minds and helping them grow. This is part of my soul's work, you know, to help. I'm not like ancient or anything, but I am an ancient soul. Mm-hmm. Just doing my part to make sure their mindsets and their hearts are preserved. That's more than, that's it, right? That's why I do this. Like, I don't get like a massive, some of these gigs are not paid, but I don't do it for that. I do it because, you know, and it's so strange. I feel like somewhere God, like somewhere the universe balances some of that out too.
Sure.
So, you know, I think, I forgot her name, but she used to say that God is my source. Uh-huh. Not the person who's paying me or who I think, my client or whatever. God is my source. And
yeah.
And I kind of went back to that place too this week.
That's good.
Like, yeah, it's okay. It's coming. Just be ready. Get your energy up, you know.
Yeah. God is your source. Yeah, because anytime that God is not, then that becomes the bed of stone. You know, it becomes that, you know, because otherwise you start to think, oh, let me go into the future. And so you have anxiety and, oh, I got to hustle. I got to make this thing happen. We got to get this done.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the bedrock of stone, because you're not in the present. It's not earth. It's not source. It's not God. All of a sudden now this thing that's in the future is source. And if you don't get it, then you're not enough, or you're not, you know, this and that. And
yeah. And there's projection happening by me. So
yeah, then I'll be like, of course. Yeah.
You, I can see you.
Yeah. Well, it's good. You got people. Around.
I stopped that even yesterday. Even yesterday when I was thinking new things in my mind, I was like, oh, just send them love. Send yourself love. It's okay. Just don't, each to their own, Neela. Like, it's okay. This was not the right time. They were not ready for you, and you were not ready to be shut down, and you should not be in that situation ever, because you're working from a very heart-centered place, and so you need a specific kind of person.
Yeah.
It's okay to want that.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, beautiful. Good takeaways, though.
Thank you. I'm getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's shift gears here a little bit. Let's move into some of this, some of the research I went into and some of the things that I'm seeing. And
you want me to open anything?
No, because I'm going to show you my screen here in just a minute. And I will, I put you over on that screen over there. So if I'm not looking at you directly. So let me just go ahead and show my screen. Let me go ahead and do it now. Okay, so a couple of things. So the stuff that you sent me, I put here. So some of these folks that you sent me, I'll tell you, I'll be honest, Ben Settle really took me by surprise. I know who Ben is, and I know what he does. And, you know, it's very direct, markety kind of stuff. And, yeah, he knows his stuff for sure.
Yeah.
This one here, I had never heard of her.
Yeah.
But I kind of dig that one probably the most. Matter of fact, when I was going here to her stuff, I saw this magnetization session.
Yeah.
And it gave me the idea of magnetization, monetization, magnitude of impact. Like, I like things with M.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I've got, is it here? Tony Ideas. I'll let you in on a little something that this is all stuff that I've been brewing on.
Yeah.
Mindful marketing. Is that? Let's see. Let me go back into here. What did I do with it? I didn't plan on showing you this, but.
I won't tell anyone, I promise.
I know, right? Um, Yeah, here it is. Meaning, emotion, and mastery. So resourceful are grounded in gratitude and have no problem accessing rich resources. So this was something I came up with, this idea of meditations for marketing. And, you know, it could be an audio, you know, that I do that's built over top. But like mission, your marketing to monetize mechanism, money, margin, and mastery. Like each one of these I go into, like movement would be emotion, mechanism, masculine, meaning, miracles, magic, and mastery. The meaning, which is the mindset, music, magic, miracles, memories, measure, and mastery again. So I have all of these ideas. So I kind of liked her whole, like, you know, magnetization, monetization. And, you know, there's some other ideas, but I noticed like she's charging $1,400 for a 70-minute session, which is really interesting, because I'm going to break down this other one that you shared with me. Where'd she go? Da-da. Actually, she's over here. There we go. So this one, this is by far
Kylie.
Yeah. And so I went through this whole page. I started to go through the video, and I was kind of like, I was so turned off by the whole thing, and I'll tell you why.
Okay. Tell me.
And it's not that people don't like her, like they do, but I just see this is the long way around. This is like that typical, you know, typical sales page, you know. And I'll just tell you, you know, like, here's the thing. Who is story marketing method for? All of these people. Like, the one thing I notice is the problem with this is it's impossible for her to be specific, because she's trying to be everything to everybody. Yeah. Right. And that's fine to a degree, but, you know, like when we go into here, when she starts breaking down this whole like, here's what you'll receive inside the program. Like, that right there is just really bad copy in my perspective. So I would say it like story marketing method. Here's what story marketing method will do for you. See, people don't want programs. They don't want programs. Like, you know, and like immediately the thing she goes into selling is 5 online trainings with Kylie to put you on the path to becoming a master storyteller for your brand, business, and life, which isn't the worst copy in the world, but, you know, it's kind of like there's no immediate benefit. That's the one thing I noticed with this whole thing. And you'll notice for me, like, I go for present moment payoff and to get them a present moment payoff and to get them eliminate or alleviate them of present moment pain. Okay. It's the number one thing. The reason why she can't do any of this is because she's trying to be everything to so many different types of people. Now, she's selling the concept of story, and that's fine. She may have a following that's large enough, but it's also why she's charging so fucking little too. You know, for this thing. 5 interactive workshop. In addition to the training each week, we'll come together as a community and we'll review the teaching. You can ask questions. We'll work through different stories and examples so you get results. Like, very vague, very, very, very vague. And I'm going to show you an example of something that's the complete opposite that I've done.
Okay.
In a second here. Weekly worksheets and exercises. Nobody wants fucking weekly exercises and worksheets, I can just tell you.
They might want to listen to an audio, which is like 20 minutes long, and then the rest of it is like, what the fuck do I do to create something? I agree. I'll tell you which part I send this to you for, by the way, once you're done, because I do not disagree with you on this. Yeah. And I think this is like weird, because I think she's trying to get into that space of, I'm going to try to articulate it. I could be wrong, but I think she's big enough in a way, or she's creating awareness about all the brands she's helped get millions of dollars.
Mm, yeah.
So most people are not going to think of this any which way. She's just offering, I don't know. I couldn't finish that thought, but I just feel like I would be more niche.
Yeah, gotta be way more niche. That's what I want to point out. The avatar to design to gain immediate trust in the market. So the benefit here is to gain immediate trust in any market. And it's not horrible. It's not that great either. How to speak straight into their soul without them feeling sold to. I just think that's shit. In module 1, you'll learn and explore. Okay. Again, here's what module one will do for you, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's how we want our framing to go. Now, number one, to say all of that, I would never do a sales page like this either. Like I think they're a huge fucking waste of time.
Yeah.
Discover the world's most iconic brand. Like all of this goes there. None of this is really speaking into present moment payoff or eliminating present moment pain. A lot of this is future payoff, right? Matter in your market, be the beacon of light and truth that people pay attention to, even when they're ignoring thousands of others daily. Matter in your market. What does that mean? Like matter in your market, be the beacon of light and truth. That one probably plays up to the ego a bit more. And it's probably the better piece of copy in this, but other than that, it's kind of shitty. Three secrets to mapping your customer client hero's journey. And the one thing most brands do wrong, like this is just old school copy right here.
Yeah, like, I wonder who wrote the copy.
Huh?
You can find out who wrote the copy.
She did, I'm sure. She's a copywriter. That's what she's teaching. I've had a conversation with her recently, like where Allie introduced me to her. I also know she did some, and this stays between you and me, but I also know she did copy for one of Alex's deals and it fucking completely bombed. You know, so.
Didn't she say that to me?
Huh?
I think Alex or her told me that. Either Alex probably told me that.
I hope she did. I mean, I can tell you I've had bombs too, right? But it's like, you know, going into what Alex is doing, like, you know, Alex was supposed to work with my friend and Hal and I, and we were going to help him scale and all that. And I'm so glad it didn't happen. Yeah, I didn't care for Alex after that. Still don't. Wish him love, but you know, just not cool stuff there. But in module two, you'll learn and explore some more. Like nobody wants to learn. People want to get results, right? So let me just do this. I think I've beat that up enough. Tell me what you wanted to first while I look for my piece.
Yeah. Actually, so I think it was all the way up top. It was all the way up top. Sorry, go ahead.
Basically, it's the same story through this whole thing. And then she's like layering on all these bonuses and this kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, I get it. Like, this is probably like this for me. This is like my quiet little launch process. The ease launch method. How to launch your first offer in 30 days or less without stress. Now, take a look at that. And then take a look at mine is the same thing, but very different. Big launches are great, but take a lot of time and stress to put together. I'm curious if anyone would be open to me showing them how to do a quiet little launch, which typically brings in 30 to 50,000 in 7 to 10 days. Like that line right there has more meat on the bone than probably this entire page. And I'm saying that objectively. Right.
So it's interesting you talk about that, because when I first saw that post, when you posted this on your Facebook, there were so many things that spoke to me in that post. I was like, A, results. B, I was like, this is who I am, to be honest, because I'm not loud about my promotions. It's another story that I don't know how to do like sales consistently on that page or write copy yet. Like the way I can write a book, I can write short stories, I can write poetry. Yeah. Okay. You can't come close to me when I speak from that space. But when I saw this, I was like, man, this is like my introvert dream, if you will, to be able to do something. That's why I like Kim as well, because Kim is very quiet, understated, but she does get very specific on results.
Because they know who they're talking to.
Yeah. So like I would do a Kim retreat. I don't know that I want to right now. But in the future, when I feel like, hey, I just want to chill and meet new people, I would do a Kim retreat, because I have a feeling she brings together like a cool group of people that I might not organically meet, I suppose.
Right.
You know, that's what I like. And it was so simple. I remember seeing that copy and I was like, wow, this is just so clear, simple, and quick.
It requires
and not complicated.
It requires you to know who the fuck you're talking to, right? That's what it requires. If you want to double your income, double your understanding of your audience, right?
Yeah.
And I know who I'm talking to when I write something like that.
Talk to me.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
But I resonated with it.
Yeah.
So where you are, if you go right up there, so this is the space. So not like have you wondered, that's not the place, but I kind of like this part where she was talking about this message, mission, movement, and these types of things. I think that was the copy I first saw. I was like, oh, this is kind of up in line with like that public figure space that I want to be in, or I am in some ways, but not quite Completely.
So let me tell you what I see is wrong with this. Okay. I don't think it's horrible. See, here's what coming down, like here's what knowing your specific audience and what that means and what it does. See, as broad as she's going, there's no way possible that she can teach what she's teaching in 5 weeks and people get immediate results. And I'm going to say that like with a pinch of salt, by the way. Mm-hmm. The reason being is because do you have a message, a mission, or a movement that is calling you forward at this time? Are you ready to access greater influence, more financial security, and more joy and ease? What is she saying here? Well, you got to reverse engineer this. Hey, listen, do you not have much influence? Are you not financially secure? Do you not have joy and ease right now? So see, here's the challenge with this is that if you want to work with clients that tend to be have a lot more resources already and already tend to be at like, say like a mid to an advanced level, then talk to that person who's at that level. Talk to them about the problem specifically that they have. And let me show you an example here, by the way. Quietly get your phones ringing next week with high value prospects that pay you $3,000 to $5,000 a piece. Okay. Now just think about the specificity there, right? If you don't know by now, so let me not go into that. Hold on. Let me give you a different one here. This is something I should probably have sent to you already. If I didn't, I think we talked about it.
I like this one.
Yeah, this one, Artist into Entrepreneur, is fucking like I should do a lot more with this. But this
it's doing that one already.
Yeah, let me just.
I haven't even read the copy yet.
Yeah, let me just more sharing.
Should I get Evernote?
I mean, it's my second brain. I'd be dead without it. I just want to send you this one now so you have it for later because I know you're going to wet yourself when you see it. Like, I really do want your opinion on it because I think it speaks to everything I think that you've been challenged with. Read.
Now.
Oops, didn't think about that. Let me send that. Send. Watch. There we go. Okay. Matter of fact, if we have time afterwards, I'd like to go through that with you.
Okay.
But I want to get to this post. Let's see. Let me go back down here. So I save all of my... all my Facebook posts and a lot of my just brain farts in here.
Have you had people make $1 million?
What do you mean?
Like, have you helped clients? I'm just curious. I mean, it says that I just saw this word. I'm not even reading it. Oh. Yeah, but like, have you helped your clients like play at that level too?
I've helped several clients do about $500,000 a year. Yeah. I've not had anybody that I've worked with people that already have 7-figure businesses. Yeah. And then I've added anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000 a year to their bottom line doing my email stuff. Yeah. But no, I haven't gotten anybody to quote unquote million. This is me using story, which you'll learn that I'm really big on.
Yeah.
But it's a different deal. I'm glad, like when you see these, it kind of excites me. You're like, ooh, what's that? You know, like,
no, but I saw it. I wasn't reading your stuff. I'm very mindful of it.
No, you can. I don't care. None of this is private. Most
I know, but still, I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm not reading it. I don't know how. Like, I just saw the $1 million something, and I was just thinking, like, yeah, I was like asking.
Where is it? Um, Okay, here we go. Lead cost eating away at your big ticket margins. Okay. Now think about that headline right there for a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Lead cost eating away at your big ticket margins. What words stand out to you, by the way, that makes it very specific who I'm talking to? What do you think?
Is it okay to say all of it?
No, because there's one thing specific. I'll just share with you. It's lead cost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I knew that, but for me, like the whole thing.
Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah, here's what I mean by this. And this is the whole takeaway that I'm giving you that I want us to be very specific about who we're dealing with. Lead cost. That means I'm dealing with somebody who's spending money on ads, which is going to tend to be a more serious entrepreneur. Make sense?
You're so right.
One little thing right there. Okay. Now, here's where most people would have started here. Let me add another 500 to 1 million to your bottom line without you lifting a finger, running another ad, or delivering another live webinar. Ooh. Right? Think about that for a moment. Number one, they already have lead costs. So I know they're spending money on Facebook ads or some kind of ads right now, which means they've got a business that they realize the value of spending a dollar to make two. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm already right there. I'm immediately getting somebody who's already a business owner, like a real business owner. And look, it's 555 right now. So then here's the child part of it though. Okay. So what this is my CAP formula. So this is the C. So this is the child. The first child I'm leading with is the pain of rising. Now, if I want to do this a little better, I would have said rising lead costs eating away at your big ticket margins, right? Like now looking back on that, that would have been even better because I'm like really like touching into the pain right there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I lead with the other side of the child, which is let me add another 500 to 1 million to your bottom line, right? Let me add another this year because I'll probably run something like this for the first of the year. So let me add another 500 to 1 million this year to your bottom line. Okay. So that's the other side of the child. So this is hell, right? This is heaven, right?
Yes.
You got to understand your prospects, heaven versus hell. This is going to be some of your research to do. Okay. So, and then what I'm going to do is this is the other side of hell for them. And actually this is part is the heaven as well. Let me add another 500 to $1 million this year to your bottom line without you lifting a finger, running another ad, or delivering another live webinar. Like that's all the shit that they don't want to do, right? How do I know this? Because I know guys or gals that are running a business where they're spending money to run leads to a webinar, which is what I'm doing here. I'm targeting people that run webinars, right? Because and the ones that are spending a lot of money. That way I already knew I'm dealing with a AAA type of person who's already got a $1 million business off of webinars. What I do know though is that one of their biggest assets that they don't pay enough attention to is once people register for that webinar, and if they haven't signed up, after the initial webinar pass, they go into the email, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what PLOs are. This is my other client that I'm actually working with. She's cool.
I can't see.
Oh, you can't see it?
Okay. My glasses aren't on.
Oh, that's all good. Yeah, yeah. She might, who knows what the hell she might put in there. So it'd be funny. She's crazy as shit.
Yeah, but on my glasses now.
Yeah, right. I got to see what she says.
And then see all the controversial, funny, inappropriate shit that you get.
Oh, we are so inappropriate. She makes me blush. Let me put it that way. And I can be pretty bad. But no, she's super cool. She's great. Great lady. So
I've been focusing on what you're saying. See, aren't you proud of me?
Yeah.
And I have like short attention span sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. But listen, all I've done is notice the specificity that's going on here because I know who I'm talking about. Now, they could be somebody in any kind of niche. Now, there's probably going to be some niches I'd rather stay away from. But like if it's real estate, if it's relationship, if it's make money of any kind, you know, then chances are, you know, I can go into those. But if I was really smart, if I really want to get laser targeted, I could say rising lead costs eating away at your big ticket margins in the blank space.
Because you want a specific,
I want a specific niche, right?
Yeah.
So I can even niche down even further, right? But at the time I wrote this, which I forget what the date was, You know, I was probably going a little bit broader, because then I can also, if I whittle it too much, then I run the risk of people not seeing this. So I'd rather do it this. And then what I can do is, once I get in the chat with them, I can discern what the niche is and whether I want to, you know, work with them or not. Make sense?
Yeah. I have some ideas I wanted to share with you as well.
Okay. Write them down. So let's keep, I want to keep going through this.
I want you to look at the copy as well too.
Yeah. So right there in the, in just in the first two sub, in the first two lines of this, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of specificity. There's a lot of, you know, specifically knowing who I'm talking about. I'm speaking to the pain immediately because I know what pain they're going through, and I'm speaking to the payoff that I know that they want. Right. So I'm a little grandiose about this $500 to $1 million a year, but for the right person, that's not grandiose. They're like, really? Let's fucking talk. The person who doesn't have very many assets, or, you know, doesn't even have a program, they're not a fit. They're not going to reach out. When I talk those kind of numbers, they're going to be like, whoa, like, I better.
But that's the thing. Okay. So this copy, I love it, because and that's why I said, you know, your quiet little launch, why I loved it was like, it's so simple. I know who he's talking to. And this is where I've started, because we have to do that work on audience and all of that. I get it. And also, like, what is my, you know, what results am I getting then? Right. I want them to be excited working with me. I want each and everyone who comes into the fold to get something massive out of it.
Yep. Totally.
So like here, so the qualified audience, it's like a qualified audience coming to you. They're not coming because they're curious. Now they're coming like, fuck, I need to solve this shit. Right. You may have a curious person, but I think you would know almost immediately in your initial dialogue with them, whether you want to have a call with them or not, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And the second is like for someone like me, who's not quite there yet, I was like, good to know Tony does this shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's for the aspiring one who may not have hit that margin or may not be in that place, but eventually wants to go there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you've got the person you're after, because you're so clear about who the fuck you're going with. And second is someone like me who's like, man, this is a possibility. Seriously? Great. Yep.
Totally. So
that's how I look at it anyway, my two cents.
Yeah, no, you have to, because the more that you don't, the more broad, like now when you see her copy, which, you know, I'm just using it as an example. I just say, like, it's not horrible, but it ain't that great either, right? When you look at just like, because of how broad she's going with it.
Yeah.
I forget where she's at. Oh yeah, she's over here. You know, it's like, now look at her first opening deals, right? So story marketing method. Now, mind you, she's probably done some heavy lifting over in Facebook on her posts to get them here. You know, which is fine, because I've seen some of that stuff, but it's kind of still a lot of the same. And why is that? It's because, you know, who do you like? They're being written for anybody and everybody, right? So a 5-week online training to lead with love, sell with story, and increase your market influence. Like, one of my worst words I hate is increase. So close your eyes for a second. Imagine you're in a relationship with someone you love. I'm going to increase your relationship with them. What picture comes to mind? None. There's a clue, right? None.
Nothing. I was like, maybe he'll do the dishes. I don't know.
Increase means nothing to me. Like, we want to create movie, like, we want to create pictures in their mind.
So what do we do with someone like me who's had like maybe one really good, I mean, I've got success stories, but they may not be,
we're not even going there yet, right? So, you know, I just right now want to use this as an opportunity to share with you good stuff to focus on, right? With where we're going with this. Okay. So, this was written last Christmas. So notice I open up with these and I go, hello, Tony here. Just swinging by before I go get my Christmas haircut. Speaking of Christmas, I was going through an old box yesterday and came across some of my old Hot Wheel toy cars I collected as a kid. I was like, wow, I remember getting them from Kmart usually, but sometimes I'd get them from Toys R Us, which brings up some bad news. I'm not sure if you know it or not, but Toys R Us recently filed for bankruptcy. The big reason? Well, back in early 2000, they outsourced their online fulfillment to Amazon.com. Why? Because they didn't believe in using the internet to sell toys. Big mistake, because guess what happened? People started buying toys cheaper at Walmart and buying toys online at none other than, you guessed it, Amazon.com. The writing was on the wall not long after. And the same thing is true when it comes to making sales in your big ticket business. This is one of my favorite transitions. And the same thing is true when, right? A lot of online big ticket entrepreneurs don't believe they have the time to tap into their old email list for new clients. You see, many online entrepreneurs do product launches and Facebook ads to a webinar, and sure, they make a big old bunch of sales up front, but then they run back out to get more new leads and customers, where they're battling higher lead costs and struggling to get webinar registrants to show up. All the while, they leave their list of non-buyers untapped. Well, now, if I wanted to create some more pain here, I would talk about how those very same buyers or those very same people on that list are on other people's webinars and buying, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I found a way to turn your email list into an entirely new revenue stream without you even lifting a finger. I want to add another $500 to $1 million in revenue to your bottom line in 2018 with a handful of emails. And as long as you have a list of at least 10,000, now here's what happens.
Yeah, qualified.
Qualifier, right? As long as you have a list of at least 10,000 or more, a proven offer that's already selling, and you have a good relationship with your list, want me to keep your salespeople covered up with sales applications? No problemo. One client we added just shy of 400,000 in sales in 4.5 months from his existing email list. Every month I covered his sales peeps up and we brought in an extra 400,000 right out of thin air. Are you open to selling your big ticket program without any, without doing any phone calls, right? Sweet, you can do that too. One recent client, we did 55,000 in sales of their big ticket program and we did it straight from email to a simple order form. Easy peasy. Now, this won't be for everybody, but I've got one space available for the right person who's ready to have me add a bunch of monies to their bottom line in 2018 without having to lift a finger to do it. This is a full-on done-for-you service, but you got to be able to handle adding $500 to $1 million to your bank account in 2018. If that's you, let's chat. After I get my Christmas haircut, of course. Just send me a private message and let me know you'd like to chat. In your corner, Tony. P.S. For the right person, I only get paid if you get paid. Right? Now, you and I aren't going to do a big old long one like this because what I'm doing is I'm using story, very same thing she's talking about. Look how I used it.
Yeah.
Right? I created, number one, I got their attention with this right here. Number two, I brought them into my world. Hey, swinging by before I go get my Christmas haircut. Right? So it's intimacy. Speaking of Christmas, I was going through an old box yesterday and came across some of my old Hot Wheel toy cars I collected as a kid. Now, chances are this is going to resonate with guys that are my age because when we were kids, toy cars were all the rage. We all had them, right? So, you know, and I remember getting them from Kmart. Guess what? Guys my age are probably going to remember going to Kmart when they were a kid, right? So I'm creating a lot of intimacy here then, which brings up some sad news. Now, everybody loves rubbernecking. They all like to hear, what's sad? What's bad? Right? Like if this was an email subject line, I might have done something as a curiosity line. I would have said sad news. Right? But what I would rather do is I use this as my subject line.
Yeah, right? Agreed.
And I don't do that. I would do this. And this would be my subject line. Matter of fact, I did this as an email and that was my subject line. Rising lead costs eating away at your big ticket margins. Right? So then I use the story here and I talk about the pain that Toys R Us, guess what? Small business owners, they're going through the same pain because guess what? If they don't believe in, you know, leveraging that old registration list, then those people are buying from their competition, right? And that's the one thing I should have done in here that would have made this even better, but you know, it still worked. I still got clients from it.
Yeah.
So, exactly.
Differently for sure. So this is great. This is the thing I also gravitated toward you for. And one of the reasons why Ben is on there is because he's obviously great at email and whatnot, but
there's
like
his same stuff. Yep.
The thing is, have you heard of Scott Olfer?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He's just suddenly shooting up as well, like on Facebook and whatnot.
Yeah. He's been around for a while. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but whatever. I'm not sure I gravitate too much toward him, just between you and me.
I don't. I think he's an asshole.
Okay, good. Okay, I mean, a little better. But then, you know, you have all these people who are just flocking him right now. And I was like,
and everybody wants to suck the guru's dick, trust me.
Yeah, and I was like, can you not see? Like, this is... I don't know, whatever.
It's all good. So where are you going?
But where I was going with this was that, leave him aside and, like, who he is aside for a hot second.
Yeah.
The copy is pretty decent. Like, I've seen his
copy. Oh, yeah. No, he's talented. Totally.
Yeah, his copy is good. Like, your copy, Ben obviously does this for a living and he teaches it. So Ben's copy is pretty straightforward. But Ben also operates his business very differently. Yeah. And it's the same. I'm not trying to compare you or whatever, but these, like, the three of you do copy so well. And I think sometimes Kylie does good copy too. But I think the way she's playing at it, and I could be completely wrong, is like she's going, she's genuinely teaching, or she's trying to teach to sell by showing what you represent. So who she is, and then hoping that, you know, someone's clicking something on her thing, and then she's I think she thinks she's creating a funnel, but she has a lot of, it's a mix and match of people. And I think for her to pull someone at a high level there that is not a brand, will be tough. Like, if it's not a company, it'll be tough because they won't have that much of a bandwidth to invest in her high ticket stuff, so to speak.
I get it.
Yeah, but I think she was in Alex's program and she made a lot of moolah out of Alex's methods, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, my point is copy, and it's not just copy, it's like really engaging, clear copy.
Well, let me tell you what it really is. Well, let me tell you
like
what it really
yours is. I'm talking about right now. Like,
yeah,
that,
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to me. It's not about the copy. It's about the offer.
Okay.
I write at a sixth grade level, period. I don't consider myself, maybe I'm being way too humble, but I don't consider myself that great of a copywriter, right? What I consider myself is that I, and this is one of the benefits that you have, if you will get out of your head that it's about writing copy. Copywriters are like the guys that go in and spin the dial on the safe trying to open it up. They just spin the spin, right? Somebody like me, I'm a safe cracker, right? I'm the guy that comes in with the figures out the combination and the codes, right? They spin, I crack. And you crack with a good offer. People don't give you money, right? Because they like you and they know you and they trust you. That might be some of it. They give you money because you make an offer of perceived value. That's it. That's the only reason, right? So, you know, when you look at some of this stuff like that I write, you know, rising ad costs, devouring your margins, I'm saying the same thing just in a different way, right? You know, but what am I doing? I'm making them an offer they can't refuse. So what is that offer? Hey, listen, let me add another $50,000 to $100,000 a month to your bottom line without you having to lift a finger. You won't have to do any Facebook ads, webinars, or product launches, right? I can get specific because I know who I'm helping. I know the other shit that they're being bombarded with that people are telling them they have to do that they don't really want to do, right? And then I can make them that offer of like, hey, listen, for the right person, it won't even cost you a dime. How is that? Well, it's because if they've got a good offer, they've got a big enough list, right? My qualifiers, if they've got that stuff, then I can load my commission on top of their price. So let's just say they're charging $2,000 for a program. I say, well, listen, I'm going to charge $3,000 for it. And for every sale I make, just give me the $1,000 off the top. Doesn't cost you a dime.
Yeah.
Now for me to make that decision, I've got to pick the right person. So that's where client selection comes in. So if they've got an email list of 10,000 people and they've got an open rate of at least, you know, 20%, I know that because that's the real size of an email list is the open rate, right? So, you know, if they've got that, that's 2,000 opens. If it's just 20%, that's 2,000 opens. I can do a quick calculation at 2,000 times, say, 50. It's about what I think I can make on a campaign. So, you know, if I do... You know, that's $100,000 extra. They don't have to lift a finger for it. I write all the emails. I send it. We send it to an order form. And then, you know, I get 30% of that, $30,000 for 2 weeks worth of work. did I get paid for writing emails? No.
Oh.
I get paid for crafting the offer that makes it irresistible, right?
Yeah.
That's what I get paid for. That's what I want you to start thinking about. And the reason why I think you could be really good at this, because when you get out of hustle mode and what you need for yourself and start listening to what your prospects want, not demanding onto them and projecting onto them what they need, then it's a little different, right? You could show up in a very different space. That's why that one guy I told you that I found, I thought was so brilliant. Love yourself, mm-hmm. love your service, love your audience. Yeah. The beauty is you're loving yourself. We're back in that space. We're on that track. Mm-hmm. I love your offer. We don't know exactly what that's going to be, but we're somewhere. I already think we have some ideas of where that might be.
Yeah.
The key is we got to offer it to the audience that you know that you can really resonate and that you love, right? Not yeah. just any Tom, Dick, and Harry. So here's the beauty of this. Let's just say, for example, we go into your Facebook and we don't do so great because maybe that person isn't there. I don't know that to be true. I don't think it's true. But even if it was, I told you we've got a backup. What we can do now is get somebody that'll do a promotion for us, or maybe somebody who has a Facebook group that we can go and do a promotion to that has the more ideal persons in it. Make sense?
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
So, you know, we've got these other backups, because where you want to be with your business, if you are going to run a business like that, you can't live on just running promotion and promotion. I can do it because
yeah.
number one, my lifestyle accords to it. Number two, if I'm doing my email stuff, you know, what I'm looking for is exactly the reason why I'm pretty busy right now, is because the one lady I told you, she makes me blush. I'm partners in her business now.
Yeah.
So now I'm, you know, I'm 30% of that entire business, period. You know?
Yeah.
And so yeah, she went from being an email client, you know, doing what we're talking about right here, to somebody I can quote unquote, you know, get in bed with, to put it inappropriately, but legitimately I can get in bed with, and, you know, we can start to grow something together, because she realizes without me, she was doing okay, but together we can do something far greater. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's where this comes in. You've got to get the right offer. To get the right offer, you've got to understand who it is that you're serving, and you've got to be compassionate. And see, this is why I think you were having such a challenge. You were having a hard time being compassionate with yourself.
Yeah, I really was. 100%.
It was impossible to be compassionate and really deeply empathetic with an audience, especially if you're picking the ones that are down way down here that are kind of assholes anyway. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we had to go through all of that to get there to where you could go, yes, you know what? I received that. I get that. And there's no judgment there now. And we can move forward and start to make offers of perceived value. Yeah, you can see where I did this a lot. Because it worked a lot. Because here's what I also found worked really, really well, was people, I'd have a lot of people reach out to me anyway, even though it clearly said you need an email list of 10,000.
Yeah.
So then what I did was I moved over here to the quiet little launch process. Now what I did was I took my high ticket breakthrough and I condensed it down into a 3-day class, which I'm wondering if for you wouldn't be probably a very interesting way to go. And here's why. You could do not, you know, we could do like these short little posts once we get really clear on who we want to be the hero to.
Yeah.
And instead of doing like a fucking 5-week or 12-week or any of this other stuff, just deliver it all in 3 days via Zoom, right? Record the material, give it to them, and then spend your next 3-4 weeks, whatever it is, in Q&A, supporting them and getting results, right?
Mm.
Whatever those results are, and this is what I've been doing. So, you know, this quiet little launch here, you know, I did a couple of these. Let me just show you. So I did another one, very similar. And here's what I added. This would be a great solution if you're having trouble getting people to your webinar with Facebook ads with costs like they are right now. Because we'll pull all of this out. We'll pull all of this out without spending a dime on advertising. If that appeals to you, let me know. If I put this together, this class won't be big, but I just wanted to see how much interest there really is. Pop a Q down below. Each one of these posts got a shitload. I should have took the posts and put them in here too. each one of these posts got a shitload of people that responded back to them.
I saw the cues. I remember for the first one.
Yeah.
And I think I was traveling, so I didn't see the second one, but I know. I wasn't like on Facebook for whatever reason, so I don't remember the second one.
Yeah.
I remember the first one very clearly.
Yeah. So what I did was I did a third post here. I'd like to congratulate two folks who jumped in before I even opened the doors. We're going to be showing them how to do a quiet little launch, which typically brings in 30 to 50K in 7 to 10 days without a webinar or doing Facebook ads. Keep an eye out for more details. You can reach out. You can read this morning's and yesterday's post to see what I'm chatting on about. And then in the comments, I went back to the busiest post, right? But what I did and what strategy you and I will be doing is when I post those first two, I do my masculine mojo, which means the people that either, mostly it's the people who commented. And this one's actually, this wouldn't be the first thing that you would say, but I would reach out to them via chat and I would say, hey, name. And then they would respond back and I'd say, hey, FYI, I put two peeps in the quiet little launch already. I'm not putting many peeps in. Would you be open to discussing before I open publicly? Since you queued me, I'd want to give you first dibs. And I would just let them respond back, right? And then if they did, there's a few things that I'm doing differently now with this. Is in between this, I do, it would be step two. And this would be step number three. But in step number two, I'd say, great. Mind if I ask you, two questions before I send you over deets? I'll just say deets, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and they would say yes. They always say yes. And then what I would do is I'd say, what are you selling now? And for how much? And then what outcome would make you happy in 60 days? And I would lead, if we were to work together, what outcome would make you happy in 60 days? Now, there's a reason I ask these is because, you know, I want to know, obviously, what are they selling and for how much? Because I want to know if I can help them get a return or not, right? Because what I want to do with them is same as you, is I want to charge $3,000 on the front end, and then I want to charge another $3,000 on the back end after they get a specific result, right? If we're dealing with something we can get a specific result for, which is what, you know, we want to sell. Yeah. And then this one here, if we work together, what outcome would make you happy in 60 days? This is going to be what I call their currency, right? So this kind of gives me an idea when I go to copy and paste the details in here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to seed their currency in here so that I can let them know that's what the outcome is that we're going to get. But I won't know that if I don't ask them, right?
Yeah.
And it also helps me manage their expectations.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. It helps manage it. So this is the approach that we'll do. Well, obviously we'll customize this for yours.
And this is email? You would want to, we could do it in Facebook.
Facebook chat. Yeah, you don't have an email list, right?
I do have an email list.
How big?
200 or something.
Okay, well, it's something. I'm not going to.
But it's not, okay, I should not say this out loud. You like slap my wrist. It's these people who may not be ideal clients. Maybe one might be, but I don't know.
Hey, listen, we'll throw it out to them. It won't hurt. But we would do the same post that we do on Facebook. We'd do it in email.
I haven't made any emails right now, so.
What's that?
I haven't done emails in the last like few months. So before I was just doing like the Lewis House type of shit, like just sharing thoughts and all of that.
Yeah, so we would have to kind of.
I will have some drop offs.
Yeah, I have to do a little warm up. And at 200, it's not very big. I mean, I did help a guy that had a list of 49 people about 2 years ago, and we still did 6,000 in sales.
But the I sound like such a jerk. Like my guys right now, I don't know that.
Yeah, you got to let that go.
Yeah.
You know, the one or two people in there that might be good, you overlook them because you judge what that is. And I get it.
Yes.
It is what it is, and we move on from it, you know, but you still take a swing at it.
Okay. We'll swing that back.
Yep. Got to.
Yep. So, and so your thing thinking like three up front and three after they get the kind of.
Well, it's an idea right now. Like our next step, or at least the step that we want to take next, is figuring out, you know, who that mm-hmm. is that we really want to deal with, like, or not deal with, who do we want to work with. That also comes down, you know, because if we look at what your values are here, like travel, consulting, legacy, yeah. soul mission, influence, which could be also the micro influence, social and marketing. There's a lot of stuff. Like obviously you could come across in the same way, like with Kylie did. The thing is I would just want to figure out, there's like with the wealth building piece of it, like I went through your, I think it's, is it here?
The spiritual, it's second to the last.
I think that's your site.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it's the very last one. Here it is.
Speaking of the site, can I just tell you something really quick before I forget? I wanted to tell you earlier, that homepage needs to change because Nilam has done a lot of work in the last year. And right now this is just very, at least a homepage, because it's not selling anything yet. I'm just going to let you.
It doesn't need to be selling anything except for getting emails. I actually like it because it shows a softer side of you.
You like it?
I absolutely love it. It shows a more feminine, soft side to you that, you know, I personally would rather see more of, right? To me, and again, changing up websites and messing with all that shit is so unnecessary. You know,
okay.
And you don't need to be selling anything from it anyway. Like right now we just want to, you know, the posts that we'll do on Facebook and we'll also use, Instagram, and we'll also of course use LinkedIn. Yeah. We want to do these across the board, create some of these conversations and see if we can pull people into, not pull them in, but draw people into chat conversations that convert. And if not, get them to a phone call. So, ideally, how do you take money, by the way? Do you have like PayPal or a merchant account?
I have a PayPal account. And then for the big ticket stuff, it would definitely be easier to get it wired over.
Okay, so wiring it.
Yeah, wiring for the big stuff. But, you know, the problem with PayPal is it will eat a lot of my money away if I use it.
Yeah.
But
so wiring it will be a little more challenging.
It's an obstacle.
Well, it is, and it's just because of being out of the country, and then, you know.
What is a merchant account?
Merchant account is a bank, so you can take either payment over the phone, or like with me, like, you know, what I do is I send people a link to what I use is Zoho. Zoho integrates with PayPal, and so that way when people, I can send them a link from Zoho. And normally what happens is when they go through Zoho, if it's integrated with PayPal correctly, there's no fees taken out from PayPal. So they actually check out with Zoho online. I'll just show you an example because I just sent one of my clients. I just sent her one. On. Impatient. Jean.
India sucks with money. The other thing I can do is use Dad's channel, like Dad's US account. But I have a feeling I would be breaking some legal rules there because.
Why?
Like, don't you have to declare what you earn then?
Yeah. I mean, let's not get too hung up on it and get our heads up our asses about it. I mean, if that's
I can always get a payment gateway was one of the things I was trying to talk to my bank about. And
yeah, do it. Like if you could do like, ideally, if we could do like where we could send them a link to sign up rather than a wire, because then that requires them to go to a bank and all this other stuff. And it convolutes it quite a bit.
Yeah. I want them to pay me with ease.
Yeah. See, like I send it, like I've tried to fire this client like billions of times, but she just refuses to stop paying me. So I bill her $125 a month. But this is through Zoho. So maybe this is something we take a look at. Now I think it's like $80 a year or something like that, but then they can come right here and it integrates with PayPal or any of these others. And then once it goes into PayPal, you can just transfer it over to your bank if you want to, right?
I think PayPal does that automatically. PayPal just takes a little bit of money. That's all.
No, right? You didn't. Well, listen to what I said earlier.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying that because you go through Zoho.
Yeah.
PayPal fees are usually waived. Right. I get it. I have to see how it works for India because.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
India is like a pain in the
butt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. So let's just, we need, like, that's part of your homework to find that out.
Yep.
To find that out. So, because, yeah, it's kind of important to figure out how we're going to take money, right? And if our biggest problem is like, oh, this one, you know, wants to take a little bit of this and that, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, still even at 30.
And it's static,
yeah, and at 30 grand, you know, the only thing with PayPal that worries me is like, if you've not done a lot of money through there, like I'm like a gold or platinum or something with PayPal. Cause like I've never had any issues and I've put as much as, you know, 35,000 a month through my account. So they know me, like I'm pretty on point.
Yeah.
But like with your account, if you've not done anything and all of a sudden 30 grand goes in there, they're like, wait a minute, we need to freeze this for 6 months.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh yeah, they'll do that shit. I had a buddy of mine who did a launch using PayPal. They took 80 grand in like 3 days or something. And PayPal was like, oh no, we needed to see what this is. And they froze it for like 6 months.
Let me figure out that stuff too, because then I don't mind getting paid in US dollars. And this is one question I do have for you really quick is that, you know, like with Indian shit, like, yes, we had that option of doing, you know, like, a recent guy who said, okay, 7.5 lakhs per month.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just saying to those types of people, like, I only work in US dollars, figure your shit out, could also be an option, because not that I'm deterring anybody, but then I want that person who can invest at that
level.
That level, right? Because then I'm not sitting there and converting, because 10K or like 8,000, let's say, or 7,000 a month, that person should have the willingness to work at that level, and I'd rather receive the payment in US dollars. But
well, before we even get there, let's keep this really clear.
Yeah.
The only reason somebody's going to pay that kind of money is because you're solving a really big fucking problem.
Big problem. Yeah.
So here's, you know, part of what, let me ask you this. I can send you access to my high ticket breakthrough where the first week I go through this entire process of breaking down the who and the what. Do you want that?
Because I've already started thinking about the who, and this is where the most amount of work is, Tony, for me. This is the place I have sucked at. Like, who is my who? Like, who am I helping? Because I've had a mixture of people. It's now coming back to, like, what excites me. Because once I'm excited about working with someone, I there's no stopping me and what I can do.
So here's what I want to do, because I'm a bit apprehensive about it, only because I'm going to do it with you, but I'm going to give you this so that you can kind of start to dig into it a little bit, because it's still, I think this is good stuff for you to listen to regardless. I'm going to show you the course here. We're not going to go through all this, but this is my $10,000 program.
Whoa.
So visit site. But I'm just going to walk you through.
Tony, are you liking working with me?
No, I hate it.
No, because I'm guessing everyone who comes to you is so freaking advanced, and I feel like
I don't look at it that way. I mean, listen, there's a lot of people that have put their shit together with glue and matchsticks, so you know, you'd be surprised. Like, I've worked with seven figure owners, and I won't work with them again because they're assholes.
Okay.
And I make them a bunch of money and they don't pay on time, so I have to move on. So this is what I call the high ticket immersion method, and this is the mind print and the niche factors. This one's 39 minutes long, and then there's the knits, reshirts, and process and tools. This one's 25 minutes, and then I've got these little to-dos. I think the one strategy that could be helpful.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through all of like the how-tos of research. The only one I think would really be helpful would be Amazon right now, where I walk you how to get like a lot of my copy ideas and things like that. If I don't already know that market, I can go into Amazon and I can look at the book reviews. And this little short video here will explain to you. It's like 8 minutes, and it'll show you what I do to get like details and how you get specificity. Okay. So, I just want you to tackle this here.
Give me the one you want me to look at. Just give me clear cut instruction, because What I'll do today is I'm going to go shower, breakfast, and then I'm taking my laptop out about town and working.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I think going through the first video and the second video would be helpful. Because there's also some stuff in here, like I want you thinking like a marketer and not an expert. When you think like an expert, you think everything is supposed to happen for you right now. Everybody should bend to your will, blah, 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 right? And it's just, it's an entitlement kind of mentality, and it just causes a lot of frustration.
Away from that, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, I know you are. That's why I'm mentioning it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let me go in here real quick, and let me just set you up. And
so the first and second videos, which is going to be about like an hour plus.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So did you like the examples I sent you, these links, like any one of them that you like the most? Like Marie is doing her own thing. She just has that business school search that she just opened once a year, but she's also got enough clout and she does videos. Yeah.
Well, I told you the one I liked the most was this one here that has the $1,400 day. You can work with her. Yeah. She was the one that was probably the most relevant to you.
Yeah.
I felt like this one here. How do you say it? Kim Pham?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know her, like, I haven't had a conversation with her, but she's on my page.
But I mean, I see her doing live events. I see her, you know, retreats, you know, and then she's got courses here. Your magical, profitable, aligned offering, you know, which I thought was kind of cool. Like, but I don't know that you're like so much as the marketing stuff as much as it is that, you know, I think that's why I want you to go through my thing right now to kind of take a look at like, what are some of the problems that you feel like you can tackle? And I think you might inherently know them, but this is going to give you some road, what I want to call them, railroad tracks to get on to figure that out. Right. And then what I can do is based on what you do, as far as your feedback, I can help you dial that in and laser it in a little bit more. Okay. Spell your last name again.
Tewar.
Tewar, that's right.
It's like the shortest Indian last name.
Yeah, right. At least it's not Patel, right?
It is not Patel.
Okay, so your password is going to be Neelam55. So the password, the username is this. I'm just going to make them both the same thing. So your username is Neelam with a capital N. 5566. Your email is also going to be your login. And then the password, I'm just going to make Neelam5566 with a capital N.
Gotcha. Email is my neelam.tivar@gmail.com.
Yeah. And I just added you. Now you're just in level one. That's all you really need right this minute.
Okay.
So yes. Level one there, and then the login is going to be what you see up here.
I don't see anything right now, by the way, my dear.
Oh, you can't? Oh, that's right. I'm not doing that. Here, let me just send it to you in chat. This is the login. highticketbreakthrough.co/login.
How dare you not open up?
So that way, when we do these short, punchy, you know, posts, one thing I also want to do is, I know you've been doing some posts, but the next post I want you to do is simply, what is it that you do? ?
As simple as that.
Yep.
Okay.
What is it that you do? Share below. Something like that. You can say, what is it that you do? Share below, smiley face. Okay. Why do you think I'm doing that?
One, to see who's like responding, and two, to see who is a coach. What is the mix of people?
Yeah. What are the people that are on there that, you know, they're willing to share what it is that they do? You know,
exactly.
What is it that you do?
And I'm going to put it everywhere. I'm going to put it on my, because my Instagram is pulling all kinds of traction right now, which, hey.
No, I think it's good. I've got one of my clients, we did some stuff on Instagram and it was the highest pulling deal.
Yeah. My videos or like my little short stories on Instagram are going at like 250 plus views right now.
Yeah.
The short stuff that you do. And I just posted a video of someone making chai yesterday at like a stall, not even something like, you know, very Thai, like out on the street, but easily over 200 plus peeps, or like, I think yesterday was 257 or something weird. And the story in Facebook is getting a lot of views. So cumulatively, like if I do three of them is getting, and I know you're seeing it too, because I see you checking it.
Yeah, I'm checking them out.
Yeah, what is she doing?
I got my eyes on you.
I know. I know. So those are cumulatively also coming upwards of 200. And it's people that I was like, wait, you see, what? You're following my work? Like what?
See? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's kind of good that we can see that with stories. Because there's a lot of people that watch your post, but they never comment, right?
Comment.
You know, they don't even.
It'll be interesting to see when we make that offer, who's writing in and stuff. And I don't know if this will help you eventually, but I do think maybe you can have a look at my LinkedIn account as well and see the stats.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to, I can take some screenshots for you if there's anything specific you want me to see.
Yeah.
Up for you, and I'm happy to also give you access to my account. I don't really have anything dodgy going on in there.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no worries.
Let me know if that would help down the road.
Yep, at any for sure.
Cool. Yes, and I realized one little bit of progress I made this week. I just want to quickly share with you is when you asked me to post that question on what are you most excited about?
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I'm so wary of having people share the promotional stuff on my page.
Mm-hmm.
It was so interesting. Like I had a flicker of that, like weirdness of someone using my space to promote themselves.
Interesting.
But,
mm-hmm.
but I was really pleasantly surprised at the people that responded and openly shared, like, hey, this is a link to my new product and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, interesting. So Kevin Hannah is doing this. Hey, cool. Who knows? Maybe in the future. And his site was really nice. I was like, oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's all it is. Yeah. And especially on like LinkedIn. I mean, it's kind of like if you give it a safe space, like you can see the people that, and again, you can tell the people that are just trying to spam either shit, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, it also lets you know, like, okay, well, that's not somebody I'd really want to work with, but that's okay because it's engagement. And the more engagement you can create, right, the more safe space you can create. Now, if people start to, like, try to, like, on Facebook, if they try to post stuff and tag you with crap, like, I don't allow people to post on my thing without my permission, right?
I have that already in my setting. And even posting on my wall, I stopped that. I was like, people were posting this thing, and I was like, nah. Like, but like with Jay Shetty, what I do is like, I don't immediately let it stay on my wall. I give it like a day or two. And then after I have my post, because I have something lined up, I'm like, I don't want these two things to compete.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll post it after a day. So if someone's going through my feed, they're like, oh, wow. So she got tagged on. Whatever.
Yeah. See?
So yeah, I do understand that side of the world as a mark.
Yep. Exactly.
As a marketer, so to speak. But yeah, I just wanted to share that progress with you because I was literally going to send you a voice note and I could hear your voice and be like, let's complicate this a little more, Nilo.
Right.
You wouldn't say that. You don't judge like that. But
no, I don't. I'm just trying to keep the main thing. And, you know, all this other stuff can fall to the wayside as far as we're concerned, right?
It's so fun. I can hear your voice.
It's funny.
So, it's like, scary. Also, like, Seth, no, it's good. I'm not, like, I'm definitely not, like, censoring myself if I felt like, hey, listen, this shit is bothering me to share because this guy just showed up and whatever.
Yeah.
But the two people who did reply on LinkedIn, or three people that replied, were all like advertising people.
Yep. Interesting.
And on a side note, I'm getting my ex-bosses messaging me that were shipped to me when I was in advertising.
Oh, funny.
Redemption.
Listen, yeah.
Not even redemption. I don't care about it because I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You're seeing my shit. Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I got nothing to hide.
Nope. It's all good, man.
Yeah.
Well, good. So, all right, hon.
Okay. So what do I do with this? I'll look through this and give me like a day or two to get this back out to you, maybe like by Saturday. So I just dug into it properly and like have taken one more day to just go back and forth with myself before I send you shit.
Yep.
And ask you questions even today if I have any.
Yeah.
And then you know when you want to meet. I fly back this Monday, which is your Sunday.
Okay.
it doesn't affect anything, I suppose, for us at the moment, mm-hmm. unless you say, I want to have a call with you on Saturday, which is another story.
Yeah.
But you tell me.
Yeah. I mean, as far as our next conversation based on, cause it should take you some time to do a little bit of this research. When are you and Gianna talking again, by the way?
We haven't put anything on the calendar.
Okay.
So she will come back to me. I do first want to send her a proper thank you note.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Really well thought out thank you note.
So, if you will get me, because I know you're traveling, if you do that research, get me that all over, we should be able to talk again by Monday. You're flying back on Monday or Sunday.
I'm flying back on Monday.
On Monday.
I'll be back in the house by like 10 p.m. my time.
So I'm just thinking maybe Tuesday, maybe my Tuesday is what
you're waiting. Yeah, give me like a day to like just
I was going to say you need to like chill and jet lag and all that. So maybe like Wednesday next week.
Yeah, but I should just give you things over sooner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I need them before that. By all means. I need it before, you know, so I can look that over and kind of get an idea. And that way I know, like, on the call where I can go with it. So, yeah, if you can give me that stuff over. And if we can, say, talk my Tuesday, your Wednesday. I know our times are back to doing differently again. So I think I have to be, at like, 7 a.m. my time.
Yeah, I don't know yet. Yeah, I've not been tracking, as you can see.
Seven a.m. my time is what worked before. So maybe mm-hmm. like Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. my time.
Would mean that, Monday night for me.
Huh?
That would be Monday night for me.
Oh, that's right. Is
Tuesday it? Morning is Monday night for me.
So Wednesday morning my time is Tuesday your time. Tuesday yeah. evening. Okay, so let's do that then, right?
Okay.
So let me just put this down here. So next Tuesday.
Just please give me a bit to get this over to you. I might even shoot into like Sunday.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. Just I need at least a day or
48 hours before easily.
Okay.
At least.
Yeah. Elam. Zoom.
I've been good with my homework, I think.
No, you have been. You've been on top of things. I appreciate that. Fucking better be. I'm just kidding. All right, let me go ahead and stop recording now that I just made a total ass of myself.